Welcome to River of Hope this morning. I'm glad and honored to see you all out this morning. It's been a beautiful weekend. And I don't know, I think most of us get a long weekend this weekend. Is that right? Well, most of us. Anyway, it is a beautiful holiday weekend. We are blessed that God has given us such a beautiful creation to live in and to give him praise over everything he's given us this morning. I am flustered because I get to do announcements today, and that always throws me off. So bear with me as I do my best. You will see announcements going on the back screen right now. So if you need to take notes for anything, please feel free, as those are passing, to jot some of those down. First and foremost, we are really blessed to have a lot of people within our church, within our congregation, that volunteer in some way or another. And right now, we have opportunity for more. Our preschool room, which is what ages? I don't know this. Two to five, 3 to 5, somewhere in there. Preschoolers, we are looking for help in our preschooler room on the first and third Sundays of the month currently. I believe we have the second, fourth, and then the occasional fifth is covered. Is that right? Does that sound right? Okay. So we are looking for help. If you enjoy little children and playing with them and helping lead them and instruct them and just having fun, that room is about really playing with the kids, showing them you love and care for them. And that's about it. If that is your gift, your ability, please see Josh or Lacey. They head up all of our children's ministries, and right now they are back in with all of our kids right now. So please see them. We do have everyone that works with any of our children go through a background check policy, so everyone is aware of that. We do that for the safety of everyone here, the parents, the children, to make sure that we are giving the best possible care to the children at River of Hope. So if that is in your alley, you like playing with kids, you like spending time with them, instructing them, please see Josh or Lacey. We could definitely use help in that area. Before I get too into announcements, I'm going to let Travis get back, so I'll announce one more thing. Guys, we are registered for men's conference. If you did not get back to me, if you were not able to let me know last week if you could make it, you can still get in on men's conference. And I can still get you in at our group rate of $70. I just need to know as soon as possible so that we can get you registered before they meet capacity and sell out. Right now, I believe we have 8 guys from River of Hope, and we also registered 6 guys from Abbotsford, so we were able to lock in our group rate with a good-sized group. We can make that bigger, guys. Invite your friends. Let's do this. Do we have that up there? Yes. I will read this. I literally sometimes don't pay attention to the details. You know, I'll see something. I'll see the date. I know it's coming up. I know I want to go, but I don't actually look and read through everything. Well, I stopped to do that a couple weeks ago, and I got to that activities section that was up there. Can you bring that one back up, please? Okay. I don't have a card with me. Do you have a card? No? You would think with all this stash of stuff in my Bible, I would have that, but I don't. There we go. Activities. All the other details are null. Activities. Football, archery, a lumberjack competition. So, guys, we get to compete with each other doing stuff with either, well, I know it involves wood, so we'll leave it at that. Mechanical bull. I have already heard there are guys here that are, I don't know if there's side bets on this one or not. I'm sure before we get there will be, but I know that mechanical bull is going to be utilized by some of our guys. Motorcycle ride, that is if you have a bike and you want to ride it down, you can take part of a kind of a motorcycle rally. They go for a couple hours and just tour the Wapaka area. And Segways and bubble ball. Have you guys ever seen a bubble ball on YouTube? Have you ever watched them, like youth rallies? I don't know which version of bubble ball this is, but I can imagine about 10 to 20 guys in these suits with just their legs exposed and the rest of them encapsulated inside a big bubble and just going full speed and bouncing off of each other and flipping over backwards. I can see highlight videos already. So guys, what I'm saying is this is going to be awesome. That's just the fun stuff, not to mention how much we can grow in our faith and grow together in our relationships with each other. That is probably the strongest point that I like to make on men's conferences. We get to go down, we get to spend time together, and we get to worship God together. And that is something that ultimately draws us all closer to Christ and closer in family and relationship together. So if you have not registered, I still have two spots for free registration. So if finances are an issue and you just can't pull it off, talk to me anyway. I've got two spots left that we can sponsor someone to go. Otherwise, the cost is $70, and that is coming up in 3 weeks. Okay. Let's pray over offering, and I will continue announcements as we pass our offering this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time that we can be in your presence, that we can be in this place and worshiping you, that we can lift your name on high. Father, we give you praise and honor this morning for everything that you have blessed us with. Lord, you have given us gifts and talents and skills, Lord, that you have given us to provide for ourselves. And we know, Lord, that you also provide everything we have. And Father, from what you have given us, we give back to you this morning. We ask that you would receive it, that you would bless it, Lord God, that it would be multiplied for your kingdom's purpose. We thank you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to pass around a sign-up list for a backyard barbecue. Is this the last one? Or is there one more? Okay. This is our last backyard barbecue. We will have another event coming in October that's going to be a lot of fun as well. September 18th, so 2 weeks from today, we'll be at Josh and Lacey's house. I'm going to pass around a sign-up sheet. If you are able to make it and you can bring something to pass, that would be great. This coming Saturday, September 10th, we are doing a Hope 101 class. That is our membership class. That is your opportunity to come and grill me and find out what we're all about. I say that somewhat seriously. You guys have the opportunity to come and ask any question that you feel you do not know the answer to currently. Also, that is where you can come and have the opportunity to sign up to be a member of River of Hope. We have offered this class once before this last year, and we had a decent turnout, but this time, instead of having three sessions, we're doing it all in one day. So that'll be this coming Saturday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We will offer light refreshments. So I don't know what that includes. Usually other people are in charge of that, but it's always good. If you are looking to become a member of River of Hope, which I know we do have quite a few people who have been looking for that opportunity, please fill out a Connect card out on the information booth. You will see on the back it says, hold on, that's Life Groups. I grabbed the wrong card. Either way, I think it's the Grow card, is that correct? Grow. The Grow card out on the information table is for the Hope 101 class. If you could sign that up so we can know how many people to plan for this next Saturday. If that date and time does not work in your schedule, please fill out the card and let us know, because if we don't have enough people to do it this coming Saturday, we will try to reschedule it for a time that can fit more people. So write a note on there. I can do it, but I can't make that date. Please do that. Lastly, do we have a video do we? We hope so. Okay, we're going to try to show a video right now for the small group sessions, our life group sessions that will be coming up this fall. And if you are interested in our life groups, that is the card I have, the Connect card for River of Hope life groups. This fall, we are offering One Bible study, which Travis and Lynette are going to be leading. If you guys would just raise your hand real quick. Okay, we'll let this go quick.
As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So why does Bill lose his temper and yell at his wife? And why does she respond by having the second and third glass of wine every night to dull her pain? And why is their daughter so deeply involved in sinful and shameful behavior that really never delivers the relief that she is looking for? The reason is, if you want to get to the heart of it, it's the way they think. Why does Kevin blow up every relationship that gets close to him? Because he believes that proximity equals pain. Yeah, that's what he thinks. And so when he gets close to a person, eventually he'll find a way to get cross with them and blow it up because he doesn't want people to get close because that's only going to hurt him. Now listen, is he right about that? No, he's wrong about it, but you got to hear this. It is the way he thinks. And this is super important right now. I'm on it. Nothing will be different until I think differently. Okay? Nothing will be different until...
That's it? Okay. So that study is called Think Differently, correct? All right. And from what I know about it, first of all, it's James McDonald, brilliant teacher, awesome pastor out of Chicago area, is that correct? Somewhere down there. Illinois. That's what I know. I saw Archer in a Bears jersey, so we'll give him some credit for being closely associated with that church. Think differently, guys. This is going to be a really good study. It's going to be a very good study to help us kind of assess how we think and how we process and how we grow in our faith for anyone, no matter where you're at in your faith journey, if you've just received Christ or if you've been saved for quite a long time. This is going to help you see and assess your own discipleship process. So it's going to be an awesome thing. That's why we're only offering this class this year. Before that kicks off, that is going to be the end of September, early October, I believe, when that starts. Before that, starting this Wednesday at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8, we will be doing work nights here at the church. And we have quite a few projects that we haven't neglected, but we haven't focused on yet this summer. So just to highlight a few, if you are involved with our preschool room at all, you know there's a restroom in there. And if you were to go in there, I've heard some of the kids get scared because there's a hole in the wall where we cut the drywall out to run some plumbing for our coffee bar. That needs to get fixed. We have the material, we just need the manpower to do it. There are other projects on our back wall. You may remember there used to be all these nice pink and blue padded, I don't even know what to call them, sound barriers that were there, and we decided when we changed this room that we were going to change that. We have new material. We have new padding, actual sound insulating padding that needs to get put together and put back up there. That's going to help this room not be so abrasive when I get too crazy over there on the drums, and I know it happens almost every week. What else? Travis, do you remember our list? Walls. In our foyer area and our kids' ministry room, we had the flooding over this past spring, I believe, winter. When that happened, they perforated the lower base of the walls so that it would dry out. So now you see little... Well, now you will. You probably didn't before, but now you will. You'll see all these little pieces of paper that are kind of pulled out of the drywall. That needs to get sanded down, and I believe they mud over it or something like that, and then it will get repainted. Stuff like that needs to get taken care of that we haven't done. I believe also we're going to be doing a little bit of work in the playground. Is that correct, Dwayne? Yes? These are not only set for Wednesday nights. I'm rambling on our announcements. First of all, we need people to lead some of these projects. So if it's your forte to do a little bit of drywall work, we would gladly give you that bathroom to do things like that. They do not have to happen on Wednesday nights. If that doesn't fit in your schedule and you want to lead up a project, you can set up your own team. You can set up your own time that works within your team to do some of these projects. We will have a full list of projects out on the information table this coming Sunday. I've given you some ideas of what we have going on. Not all of them are going to take very long. So within a week or two, we should be able to have a lot of these projects taken care of, done, and off the list. And that's what we're looking to do through that process. I think that's it. When's our big sign coming? That is a good question. That is not yet decided. We are in the process of ordering our sign. There was one option that was not on our original drawing that you have seen that we had discussed and were planning to add. And because of that, they had to redo our quote. So our price is going to go up just a little bit, $300 to $400, somewhere in there. It's going to rise. He wanted to redo an official quote. We will be getting that this week. And once we receive that, we sign it, we sign a check, and the process is underway. They have already decided where our location would be, and they have already contacted the city to determine their permitting process. So our sign guy is already in the process of working. We just have to get the official contract back to us and signed. So it is underway. We do not have an official due date yet until we sign. Once we sign that quote, we will know. It's rumored 5 to 6 weeks out from when we sign. So it's not that far away. So. Oh, yes. Last announcement, unless she tells me there's something else. Next Sunday, we have a guest speaker coming. His name is Jay Covert. Normally, she would do this, but she's got a cold and doesn't want to stress her voice. I'm air quoting, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. Jay Covert is coming. He is from St. Louis, East St. Louis, which is a tough neighborhood. He specializes in inner city church planting. And I have seen some of his writing, some of his stories. I'm going to let him give you all of the information, but what I want to tell you is this guy has a strong spirit-led moving. How he operates and how he works is very much by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can see it in his action. You can see it in his writing. I know that he has been fully self-sufficient in all of his church plants, meaning they have not had to go out and get any special funding, which is amazing. That's amazing. I believe there's over. I know it's over a dozen churches that they have planted. I want him to share next week what a new vision he has for church plants. And honestly, when you hear this vision, you might just want to sign up to be a church plant pastor. It's really cool. It involves sand. I'm going to leave it there. Jay Covert, next Sunday, he will be here. This he is scheduling out right now into 2018. And we booked him for this Sunday like a month ago. So the fact that he's going to be here next weekend is pretty amazing. Normally, he is booked out over a year in advance. So he got in touch with me. He said, hey, I had a cancellation. I said, come, let's do it. So he will be here next week. I am looking forward to it. Bring your friends. Bring anybody that has a heart for those that are kind of out there on the fringe that aren't connected. He focuses on minority groups, Muslim groups. I'm trying to think. I know they have quite a few black churches in East St. Louis. I can't even tell y'all. A lot of cool stuff to be heard and to expect from next Sunday. We are going to get started now with our message. Last week, I shared from James chapter 1. On temptation, and kind of three stages of temptation, and I'm actually going to pull up some notes quickly so that I can give you a quick run through. The three stages of temptation are desire, sin, and then death. That's what we heard from last week in James chapter 1. And we are going to continue in James chapter 1 this morning, picking up where we left off. So last week, James chapter 1, we ended in verse 15. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. That kind of sums up our message last week. When we allow our desires to be acted upon, that's when sin is taking place. And when we allow sin to take place and we don't turn away and repent of it, that's when ultimately to the point of living our life that way. If we live our life out and we don't repent and we don't turn away from our sinful action, then we enter death. And when death takes place, there is no longer hope. Up until our last breath, there is hope to be restored from our sinful actions. And that's what we got out of last week. So picking up in verse 16 this morning. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. Moving on in verse 19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. This is a verse we're all familiar with, or we have at least heard at some point in our lives. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. I'm going to pause right there. Is it safe to say that every one of us in this room has been quick to speak and slow to listen and uttered angry words because of it? I think that's pretty safe to say. We tend to allow ourselves to get ahead of our thoughts, and we say things that we don't intend to be heard. Or we say things that maybe we don't even intend to say, but they come out because we don't slow down enough to think through what we are talking about. Verse 20, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. James is the author of the book of James, which makes sense. He is writing to... It tells us in James 1, verses 1 and 2, who he's writing to. That he's writing to the 12 tribes of Israel that have been dispersed. So he's writing to the people that have been sent away, that have been driven away, exiled, if you will, after, I believe, in reading some commentaries, this took place about the time in Acts chapter 11, I believe it is, where Stephen is persecuted and martyred. At that time, the Christians were being martyred, and because of that, you see this disbursement of believers. So they're running away. They're running from this persecution, but in so doing, they are also taking churches to new places, and that is when Christianity really began to explode to new and great numbers, is when the persecution began and the people began to separate and go different directions. But in doing so, they never lost their faith, and instead they shared their faith with those around them, and that's why we see such a great explosion in the growth of the church. So that is who James is writing to. He's writing to all of these people that have dispersed. It's said that he may have been writing to some pastors that had been taken away and moved out in this process of exile. When we read scripture and we see an author writing to people and addressing topics, we know that author is addressing something that there was an issue with in that particular area. So we see James right now writing to these people and reminding them, you must be quick to listen. You must be slow to speak and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. It's kind of sad when we begin to see people in the name of Christ doing things that are hateful. When you begin to see things, I'm not really calling into question a majority of the Christian church. You see sections and areas where you will have leaders who think they're doing something good by protesting and acting out against sin. But if we read in James, it tells us right here, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. The problem that we see in our modern day is that typically when somebody is protesting something, it's done out of anger instead of out of love. Now, there is the opposite case is possible. You do see people who will go and who will stand in the gap for people and honestly love them and care for them. That is good and that is appropriate. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, you see people that are holding picket signs and screaming hateful messages to people out of their faith. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Verse 21, so get rid of all of the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. Verse 22, but don't just listen to God's word. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Don't just listen to God's word. It sounds like James is addressing a people who were holding on to a religious activity of going and hearing the word of God, but then turning around and leaving what they heard there and living a life differently from that of what they heard. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. James is calling these people to remember that as they are going about this faith journey, as they are moving about wherever it is they're going, that they would pay attention to what they heard and then live by it. Not to just come in and sit down and hear a message and say, you know what, that was okay, or that didn't, well, whatever, that wasn't that good today, or you know, not just assessing what was shared, but instead assessing their life based on what was shared. When we hear a message and it connects with us, that's when we typically will look at ourselves harder, is when we hear something within that message that feels like it's for me that day, right? That's when we kind of go, okay, that one hit home. I need to address that. But in reality, when we don't connect with what's being shared that day, we still need to hear it. As we read our scriptures, we can't read from the text in the Bible and say, you know what, that doesn't apply. You know, that might have been for then, but you know, this is now. That just really doesn't apply to me now. James tells us, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. Moving on in verse 26. If you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourselves and your religion is worthless. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I've been seeing a lot of writings, bloggings, posts, whatever, on is it okay for a Christian to swear? And you know what, there's people that say both ways. What does it matter? And I think I may have held this argument myself at some point. It's just a word. You know, it's bad English. How many times have you heard that? It's just a word. There's nothing wrong with that word. Well, that's not true. James is telling us, if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are only fooling yourselves. If you can't control your tongue, if we can't control how we speak and the words we speak and how we address people and how we address things that upset us, we are discrediting any claim. We are discrediting any claim of having a relationship with Christ because of our words. Verse 27, pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Now, I can think of many times when I've heard this verse, and for some reason I see people stop after caring for orphans and widows. Pure religion is that you would care for orphans and widows in their distress. But James goes on to continue and refusing to let the world corrupt you. I don't want to take one away from the other. They're both very important. James would not have written this to his audience if they were not worth saying. This morning, I want to focus on that second portion, refusing to let the world corrupt you. This is something that is difficult to do unless we are grounded and rooted in the Word of God. The only way we can resist the corruption of the world and allowing it to suck ourselves into that and to get wrapped up into the lack of morality that is seen all over the place and the self-justification and the mindset that, you know what, it doesn't hurt anyone else, it's just my own problem, that kind of idea, the only way we can get away and stay away from that trap is by being rooted in the Word of God. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. James is telling us that it doesn't matter if you make it to church every week. It doesn't matter if you go to every Bible study that's offered. It doesn't matter if you do every fundraising dinner that's there. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you care for everyone else and that you refuse to be corrupted by the world. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God, refusing to let the world corrupt you. I think I'm going to wrap up this morning and end on that note, that pure and genuine religion in the sight of God means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. I could go on in James, but we'd be basically starting another topic and another message, and I don't want to do this morning. I don't want to cloud our mind. I don't want to draw another thing to think about. I want us to be able to leave today focused on one point that we need to address this morning. I'm not necessarily calling people out that we're being corrupted by the world. I'm more giving a caution from Scripture this morning. As we look at our own faith and as we kind of assess how we are doing in their own spiritual journeys, pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Care for those less fortunate than you, but refuse to let those around you influence you away from your faith. I'm going to close in a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you for the truth of your word. I thank you for this writing from James to remind us what it is that's important in our walk and in our faith. Father, I ask that you would open our eyes and open our hearts to hearing the truth within your word. That your Spirit would come into our hearts, into our minds, that you would call us to attention of what it is that we need to change within ourselves. If there is something that we are doing, thinking that it is affecting our relationship with you, and it's not caring for those who are less fortunate or resisting corruption from the world, Lord God, we need you to show us. I ask that you would move through this place, that you would speak to us this morning, that you would call us to accountability. Help us to see what it is that we need to repent of this morning. We thank you, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen. Thank you for coming to River of Hope this morning. We hope that you have a blessed afternoon and holiday weekend. Please remember to stop and fill out a Connect card for life groups or a Grow card for the Hope 101 class next Saturday. Thank you.